Welcome to the latest episode of the EY India Insight podcast series on incentive policies. I'm your host, Manisha Kaul, director with EY India's tax practice. In our last episode, we explored the Gujarat state incentives. Today, to Maharashtra, which has recently launched a forward-looking Global Capability Center policy 2025. Now, Maharashtra continues to be a top investment destination, and this new policy is a major step in attracting global service hubs. To discuss this in detail, we have today with us Bhavesh Thakkar. He's a tax partner at EY India, and he specializes in incentives and subsidies. Welcome back, Bhavesh.
Thank you. Thank you, Manisha, and always a pleasure to be here.
All right. Let's get started, Bhavesh, then. Let me ask you a very basic question here. What exactly is a GCC and why is Maharashtra government been so focused about it?
So, Manisha, GCC is a captive unit set by a multinational or an Indian company also to provide very, very specialized services like IT, finance, HR, R&D, analytics, and exclusively for their parent organization. So these are strategic hubs and not outsourcing units. That's the main difference. Maharashtra is focusing on it because it sees GCCs as a key to driving innovation and employment. And I'll say with this policy, the state is positioning itself as a preferred destination for such centers.
Okay, so that means, if I understood it correctly, the core of the definition is that GCC has to be captive and it has to service exclusively to its parent. All right. So, Bhavesh, could you also give us a quick structure of how this policy is laid out?
Yeah, sure. So, if I want to break down the policy, this is structured around three key pillars, if I want to say. The first one would be the eligibility and classification. So, this will define who qualifies as a GCC and classifies the units based on investment and employment levels. Second would be fiscal incentives. So this includes capital subsidy, rental assistance, payroll, and interest subsidies. And finally, the non-fiscal incentive that covers the ease of doing business, infrastructure support, and operational flexibility. What Maharashtra has also done is that introducing the zonal benefit. So there is a zone one, which is for Mumbai and Pune, and zone two for the rest of Maharashtra, with differentiated incentives to promote balanced growth. So now the intent of the government is also to move beyond Mumbai, Pune, and also develop cities like Nagpur, Nasik, and Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar.
Perfect. That's interesting to know that the entire Maharashtra is covered here, and we have capabilities for Nagpur, Nasik, and other cities as well. Okay, so just a quick takeaway. So I have to check eligibility and then classification followed by the incentives. So talking about the incentives, who can avail these incentives exactly?
So the policy is open to both new GCC units being set up in Maharashtra as well as existing units planning for expansion. So the eligibility is based on two key criteria, if I want to say. First is fixed capital investment ranging from 50 crores for small units to over 750 crores for ultra mega projects. Or it's the direct employment. So from 100 employees for smaller units to over 1,000 employees for ultra mega units. So the units must meet either the investment or the employment threshold and maintain those levels consistently. And for expansion projects, there must be at least a 25% increase in both investment and employment.
Okay, that means for new units, there is a either or condition, but for expansion, you have to meet both when it comes to fixed investment and direct employment.
Okay. Absolutely correct, Manisha.
Great. Okay, so now let's talk about the benefits. What kind of incentives are there in the policy?
So I will say Maharashtra, it's a very good structure of incentives out here. And Manisha, if you really look at the other leading hubs in India for GCCs, this is, I will say, quite competitive. So speaking of benefits, GCCs can choose between two main options. First is a capital subsidy. That is 20% of the eligible investment in plant and machinery. The maximum benefit you can get from this is around 10 to 100 crores, depending on the size of the unit. And the unit, second option, the units can also go for a second option, which is a rental assistance, in which the company gets 10 to 20% rental subsidy for 5 years. This is a good incentive for companies who do not want to spend much on infra and prefer an asset-light model.
That's interesting, Bhavish. Did you say 10 to 100 crores?
Yeah.
That sounds very, very interesting and intriguing. Plus, there's an option to select between the two subsidies. Very interesting. Okay, so apart from this, Bhavish, there are many operational costs as well. So, are there any subsidies available for that as well?
Yeah, Manisha, GCC being a labor-intensive industry, there is an operational incentive like a payroll subsidy up to 5 crores annually. Plus, people who go for a term loan, there is an interest subsidy on 5% on term loans. This is capped up to 25 crores. Apart from this, electricity is also a very critical cost for this industry. So the policy offers power tariff subsidy, which ranges from 1 or 2 rupees for 5 years, and 100% electricity duty exemption for 10 years.
That's nice. I think that covers a lot of operational costs when it comes to electricity and other payroll subsidies. That's great. I'm sure that these benefits would definitely bring down the cost in Maharashtra, making it an attractive destination for GCCs. Coming to the timelines, are there any important timelines that you think is important to be listed here while we talk?
So that's a good question, Manisha, and a critical point also. So the policy is effective from 3rd November and is valid for a period of 5 years. Also, the GCCs must commence the commercial operations within the operative period of the policy. And for employment-based incentives, the minimum direct employment must be created within 2 years from the date of commencement. So yes, timelines are critical here, and missing them could mean losing out on incentives.
I'm sure that our listeners will be making a note of all these critical points. Bhavish, while we have spoken about the fiscal incentives, what about the non-fiscal incentives, which many companies prefer for flexibility and operational ease and assistance?
Yeah, the policy brings in non-fiscal advantages. Let's take a quick look at some of them. So there is an industry status given for GCCs. There is a priority land allotment for GCCs. Allowing 24/7 operations is very, very critical. There is also a promise of an uninterrupted power and water supply. Very important, again, you can set up in any zone, whether it is residential and no development zones also. And obviously, the government has set up a single window platform also, which is called the Maitri GCC Facilitation Cell. So I will say all these non-fiscal benefits will definitely make it easier for companies to set up, scale, and operate effectively.
That's interesting. So I think in all we have covered the essence of the policy. We have spoken about the eligibility, incentives, fiscal, non-fiscal. So any final thoughts before we wrap this up, Bhavesh?
No, I'd say, Manisha, this policy is a strong signal from Maharashtra. It's not just about attracting GCCs, but creating an ecosystem where they can thrive. With a mix of financial incentives and ease of doing business measures, it's a compelling proposition for global companies looking to expand in India.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Bhavesh, for these insights. It was a great walkthrough of the policy.
Thank you, Manisha.
All right. Dear listeners, if you're exploring GCC setups and expansion in Maharashtra, then this policy is definitely worth your attention. This is Manisha Kaul signing off. Stay tuned for more episodes on India's evolving incentive landscape. See you.